for as long as you've known him, he's never looked like this.
No, he hasn't. And, you know, there is a lot of concern. You know, this morning he came in, he was very, very sore. And because of that, we took him for a CAT scan and an MRI. The MRI shows that he has a hairline fracture in one of his ribs. And so there is some concern as far as that's concerned. He won't play this week. He'll be treated, and, you know, that's probably the best update I can give you on it. And, you know, we'll treat him day by day, and we'll evaluate him at the end of the week, see how he is. But, you know, we expect him, you know, to get past the soreness the next few days and then be able to do a lot more as the days go, and we'll see how it all unfolds.
You think he'll be ready for the season opener, Ron?
I do. But, again, you know, a lot of it, he's got to get past the soreness, which we expect, and then we'll see how he starts to progress.
I know you wanted him to play on Thursday.
So yes, I did, and that's, you know, that's disappointing. But, you know, he was really sore when he came in yesterday, but this morning he was still sore, so there was a little bit of concern, so they took him in, and that's why they did the CAT scan and the MRI.
Is his back bruised too?
I don't know that, but I know, you know, that the concern is the ribs, and that's pretty much it.
Will he have to wear extra flak jackets or thicker flak jackets?
Well, unfortunately, what happened was, the way the flak jacket sits, that was the only crease that there wasn't a protection. And that, and when you know it, that's the one spot he got it on. I just happened to be in the locker room when they brought him in at halftime and watched it. And they said, "Where'd you get hit?" And he pointed right between the two shells. And it's crazy how that happens, but that's what happened.
How Trey Boston looked today?
Because it did happen.
He looked good. He did. You know, I thought Trey came out and moved around very well. Right according to plan. You know, he got to do his individual workout, and then they went over and they put him through the rest of his workout. Roman looked good. It was good to see him back on the field. Again, he's a veteran guy that went through the OTAs and the mini camps and did some stuff there, and he seemed to pick up right where he left off. So, you know, hopefully he's not sore tomorrow. Hopefully he'll be able to be out on practice field again and go through the paces as well.
Ron, there were a lot of questions over your wide receivers. That appears to have cleared up at least somewhat this after. You talk about the moves today.
Well, I mean, you know, the moves were made, obviously, you know, because we had to get down to 75. The moves were made because some of the other guys that we're looking at had to get more reps. And that's unfortunate because some of the guys also, you know, didn't get the opportunities that they would have liked. But, you know, this is what we believe is in the best interest of the football team going forward.